Welcome. You are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are so delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We would love for you to send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we're thrilled to welcome Jean Prather with us. She is the creator of Catholic Kids 101, an online platform that enables children to develop a love for our Lord in the Eucharist and to learn more about the faith overall. Her website helps kids to encounter the faith through guided devotional prayers, holy hours, and stories from other children whose lives have been impacted. Please go to this great website. You want this resource, CatholicKids101.com. It will encourage you. I think it's time has come for right now where we are, where we need to help our children to understand the beauty of the foundation, what makes us Catholic. If you're Catholic, we have grandchildren, and there some of them are in other schools, and they'll say, I'm Catholic. And they say, okay, well, what does it mean to be Catholic, right? What is it that you believe that separates us from all other faiths? This is a great way to fortify and strengthen them in what they believe and know and love.
Well, we had a wonderful show yesterday, and we'll ask Jean to kind of put in a nutshell what Catholic Kids 101 .com is about. Strongly encourage you to go there. It's making a great impact upon children as they encounter Jesus and the Rosary and hear the Holy Scriptures as they testify. It's warming and converting the hearts of their parents, of priests, of others. And so it really is a revival of the Eucharist in the lives of young people. And I tell you, if you want to keep our young people, they need to encounter Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Mm. They'll never not be able to say, hopefully, that God is not alive, that Jesus Christ is real. I know because I looked at him and he looks at me and I so enjoy my visits with him. You visit with Jesus? What are you talking about? You visit with Jesus. Let me tell you about that. And by the way, I know a church that has adoration. Would you like to visit with Jesus? And this is what's happening with young people. Mm-hmm. It's a great sign of hope. CatholicKids101.com. Go there. Plenty more to come. You be encouraged. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Well, today we are delighted to welcome Jean Prather with us. She is the creator of Catholic Kids 101, an online platform that enables children to develop a love for our Lord in the Eucharist and to learn more about the faith overall. And her website helps kids to encounter the faith through guided devotional prayers, holy hours, and stories of other children whose lives have been impacted, children evangelizing children. So you can go to this beautiful website, CatholicKids101.com. Well, Jean, we want you to tell a recap for our family, a little bit about what Catholic Kids 101 is, and then also about the guided Eucharist holy hours for children.
Yes, thank you. Like I mentioned at our other show, I'm from Ave Maria, Florida, and I was inspired with this idea when I was in the Adoration Chapel, asking Jesus if I could help him remedy the loss of faith in the true presence of the Eucharist, because we've all heard some of these statistics and the sad news. So it was in that time with him in the Adoration Chapel that I was inspired with this idea, Catholic Kids 101, kids telling kids about Jesus. And over time now, that's exactly what this has transformed to become, a website of children telling children about Jesus. There's 20 children on there giving their little witnesses from ages K through sixth grade. And there's just all kinds of things on there. Original Catholic children's music. There's Rosary for Kids. There's a documentary of made for kids, made by kids, you know, just all kinds of things like that. There's many free downloads, such as A Formation of Conscience for Children, which I think is very important. When I looked around my years as a director of religious education for elementary age children, I couldn't find anything. A beautiful examination of conscience, but nothing that's really meaty, that really gets into it for children. And so we've produced this free download of Formation of Conscience for Children. And then more recently, we've added some things for Catholic parents. So there is a free download on there that parents can go and download a beautiful meditation on St. Peter Julian Emard, and they can bring that to the chapel when they come. And like you said, Joy, you can always gather your children and you can go to visit Jesus anytime. You know, I did that growing up with my children, you know, bringing them and we'd sing to Jesus in the tabernacle. But my time now in Ave Maria, Florida, through Catholic Kids 101, through a very supportive pastor, through a wonderful DRE, we have started doing guided Eucharistic holy hours once a week. And it's an actual parish event. Mm-hmm. And we do it in the parish church, which is right in the center of our town. And what we've done now more recently on Catholic Kids 101 is put this template forward. And so any pastor, any priest, any deacon, any Catholic school with a chapel, you know, you can start doing weekly guided Eucharistic holy hours. And everything is available on Catholic Kids 101. Yeah. Just click, click, click. You can watch a beautiful video that features Bishop John Lavoir with a bunch of priests and children giving their witnesses. You can download the actual program. Yes. It's all free. There's resources for an actual, you know, program and you know, that the children hold. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to do is just start by reading something that I learned when I did a little research about the role of children. And this is a little church history lesson. And we're going to go back to the time of World War I. And right before that with Pope Pius X, when he had lowered the age of children can receive Holy Communion. And this quote that I'm going to read is from Pope Benedict XV, who is the pope that came right after Pope St. Pius X. And Benedict XV was beside himself. The entire world seemed like it was spinning out of control, which I think sometimes we might think that when we watch the news. And he had tried in vain to try to get peace, but he was rejected for all these peace plans. And so he asked all the bishops of Europe to have the children of Europe receive Jesus in Holy Communion on a special Sunday for the Pope's intention for peace for the world. And because St. Pius X had lowered the age now, thousands and thousands and thousands of children came to receive our Lord and ask for peace. And this is what the Holy Father said to the children that day. He said, "We look for solace in the thought that the innocence of children will be more pleasing to God than the penance of adults. See the power of your prayers, a power that comes directly from your innocence, because in God's presence, the supplication of a pure heart is more efficacious than the one of a penitent heart. A power generated by your lack of human strength, because it is the custom of the Almighty to confound the deluding strength of this world by accepting what the world considers weakness. We have exhorted, we have prayed, all in vain. Maybe God will be appeased by the innocent lament of the children, because it is the lament of the just, a lament according to the heart of His Son, the Redeemer of the world. One child only, by the splendor of His grace, moves the heart of God. Would not it be true then that thousands and thousands of children will move the Sacred Heart of Jesus?" So this is what the Holy Father asked. And at the exact same time this is happening, our Blessed Mother is getting prepared to come to Fatima. And at the exact same time as when the Angel of Peace was coming in Portugal. And of course we have Saint Jacinta and Saint Francesco and Lucia. Now I believe she's a servant of God. But the angel came to teach them how to pray. You know, pray this way. The hearts of Jesus and Mary are hearing you. Mm-hmm. And then I like to call this the last visit of the holy angel, the angel of peace. I like to call this the first guided children's Eucharistic holy hour. Because he came and he had the host. It was suspended and the precious blood was dropping into the chalice. And he showed the children, pray this way. And they bowed down and they adored our Lord in the most holy Eucharist. And they taught him that prayer of reparation. So we have popes, we have approved apparitions, we have, you know, that the children were important. The children were important, their prayers, their offerings, and they have a role right now in this world. Our children, we need to bring them to Jesus. And so what we can do right now is just go through a guided way that children can come to Jesus as a parish event.
Online, because we've seen it preparing for you.
Yes.
This, what you call the Guided Eucharistic Holy Hours for Children.
Absolutely.
There's a document you can download, so it's all there.
Yes.
There's a guided tour that you can see, right? Some
yes.
of the children testify, mm-hmm. you know, about what this is meaning to them. That's really powerful. You have priests also that say, hey, I'm doing this. This is what it means for these children. This is what it means for me as a priest.
Yes.
This is what it's meaning for the parents. This is what it's meaning for. So it's all there, what you're saying.
Yes.
CatholicKids101.com,
yes.
so that you could follow up this show and everything will be present there for you. Continue on.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jim. So like I mentioned yesterday, being a director of religious education, I often would gather the children for religious ed and we would visit Jesus, sometimes in the tabernacle, sometimes Father would expose the Blessed Sacrament. And that's great. Anybody can do that. Just like you said, come visit Jesus in the chapels and in the churches. What now has unfolded at Ave Maria is a way that a priest or a deacon is always present every single week with the children. And it has enveloped into a way where I'll read what we do. We prepare the altar for exposition and for mm-hmm. benediction. Mm-hmm. And then Father or deacon will come out and he'll expose Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And we'll sing in English the hymn by Thomas Aquinas. Mm-hmm. And then a person is a prayer leader. It can be a layperson, or it can be a priest, or it can be a deacon. But the prayer leader is a person that's going to guide this holy hour mm-hmm. and bring the children into that deep prayer with Jesus and that understanding that he is really there. And the only rule I can say that's the most important rule besides spending time with Jesus as a prayer leader and being with him is always talk to Jesus, not about him, because he's right before us. Mm-hmm. So Jesus, we are so happy to be with you today, to make this visit with you, Lord. And then we do several vocal prayers. We'll call upon the holy guardian angels and all the angels with us, myriads and myriads of angels. We ask them to help us adore you, Lord. And we'll do our guardian angel prayer. And then we call upon the mighty prince of the heavenly host, Saint Michael. And we say, Lord, we're going to call upon Michael now. We're going to ask Michael to help us stay focused on you. We don't want to have any distractions. We want to keep our minds and our hearts on you, Jesus. And then, of course, we have to call upon our beautiful Mother Mary. We say to our Lord, Lord, nobody loved you more than our beautiful Mother Mary did. So we're going to entrust ourselves to her right now and ask her to help us love you, Jesus. And so we start every single week without foundation. That's always the same. And then the next part, we're going to offer Jesus one rosary decade, but one decade prayed well. And we begin by opening up our children's Bibles. I have the children sit, and we use the New Catholic Picture Bible by Father Lavasic, a classic. Mm-hmm. Probably everybody here has read it when they were children. I think it was a 1950s copyright, but Father Lavasic was a master at writing for children and weaving into the scriptures the truth of our faith. So for instance, on Easter, when Jesus breathed on his apostles and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive men's sins, they are forgiven. If you held them bound, they are held bound. So Father will insert in there, this is when Jesus instituted the sacrament of confession. And so as we're preparing our hearts to pray mm-hmm. that first mm-hmm. glorious mystery, we're in the scriptures, we're preparing our hearts. These truths are coming into them. We're before the Lord and he's giving the grace that the children are riveted and listening. And so then what, after we go through our scripture and reread it, always talking to Jesus, not about him. So I'll slightly change the wording and say it, Lord, when you went into the temple, Lord, when you were brought by Mother Mary. And so now we are ready to pray our decade, and we pray it well. So the children kneel, we kiss the end of our rosary beads, that little crucifix. We say, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me on the cross. We kiss that crucifix. We make the sign of the cross. And I'll say the first part, and the boys and girls will say the second. And then when we get to the glory be, the Lord is right before us. So we bow, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we stay down there for a few moments and we just are quiet and adoring him. And then we mention to Jesus, Lord, we know this next prayer must be very important for you to have sent our beautiful mother down from heaven to Fatima to teach the little children and us this prayer. So we know you're hearing. We know that you love this prayer, Jesus. So I invite the boys and girls to put out their hand and we say, oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. We continue with the sign of the cross and we end the rosary decade. But the children know they are called on a mission. They know that their prayers are doing something. They are able to rise up to the occasion, and they know that when I pray that prayer, Jesus is listening, graces are released, and souls are going to be saved. They're going to be offered the grace. And so children, they love it. From there, we go into this is the time that changes every week. And that is a little story or a Catholic devotion or another Bible story and go into the Old Testament. And this is the part that's a little like we ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, Holy Spirit, what do you want this week? And you'd be amazed as a prayer leader what the Lord will guide you in. I remember one time my mom sent me a text to pray for their child who was being bullied. And I thought, okay, we're going to talk with Jesus about being bullied. So our rosary decade that week was his crowning with thorns. And we asked Jesus, Lord, how did you feel when they spit on you, when they bullied you? And then I read the children a little story that's from Catholic Kids 101 about a little boy who stuttered and he was bullied. And so the story will lead us into the next part, and that's our quiet time with Jesus, when we talk with him heart to heart. So I said, Jesus, you know, Lord, we're sorry for the times that we've been bullied. Or we've been a bully. You know, we're sorry for that, Lord. And we're also now, if there's times that our hearts are hurt because of things that were done to us, we're going to talk with you about that now, heart to heart, and we're going to ask you to heal our heart. So, you know, in those moments of this quiet time, we have, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of quiet time, you can hear a pin drop because they're talking heart to heart. They're beginning to understand,
to cultivate that
prayer life, you know, no computers, no phones, no anything. And they're just, but it takes that, you know, 30, 40 minutes to get them to that, you know, get them in the zone, right?
You have a minute and a half. Make sure you get in the other sections. Tell us what the other sections are.
Yes, and then finally we have benediction.
I was afraid there were more sections.
Yes, benediction. So Father comes out, Deacon comes out, and we have the bells, and we have the altar servers, and we have the incense going, and we ask Jesus, you know, pour his graces through our hearts and through us to the world.
Well, thank you for walking us through the guided Eucharistic Holy Hours for children. I felt like I was there, the way you shared
it. So beautiful.
And we're not there. So I can't imagine, how much more powerful it is when God is there in that.
And everything that they need to know to begin these holy hours in their parishes with priests and deacons, it's there. Amen. Just go to Catholic Kids 101. It's all free. Just download it, watch it, watch the clips. There's a beautiful clip from Father Jesse talking to priests. There's all kinds of things. So go there.
Well, I know you're the only church right now modeling this in this way
this
and doing this.
This particular way that I know
this
of.
Particular way. And I pray next time you come back, this will be in all 50 states.
That's, and all over the world.
We desperately need it.
From your lips to
So we'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, Father John Paul is with us after we had that beautiful conversation with Jean, explaining what Eucharistic adoration looks like for the children. Must have been music to your ears.
Yeah, I think that people out there should go online and buy it, get it downloaded for their pastors and their associate pastors in their parishes, because it's not hard to do. Like you said,
it's all free.
Yeah, it's all free. It's not rocket science. Mm-hmm. They make it very easy, accessible even, and understandable. Most of all, kids can understand.
Right. And I'm a convert. I didn't know what to do in adoration.
Okay.
I mean, so it's kind of like, what do I do? It's kind of, and maybe there are Catholics who are lifelong Catholics who never entered into adoration.
Yeah, and have them come along with their children even. Mm-hmm. While their children, while their grandchildren are up there, they'll learn something too as well. Mm-hmm. I think there's something to Our Lady coming to Fatima in 1917 and just revealing her. Not just herself, but part of the apparitions was revealing the Blessed Sacrament and the real presence. The Blessed Sacrament was literally hovering in the air, the angel of peace. And the angel was teaching them just basic prayers. Oh God, I believe, I adore, and I hope, and I love thee. Mm-hmm. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. And that's a prayer to the Blessed Sacrament. Mm-hmm. And I often pray that before the Blessed Sacrament, even when I hold the Blessed Sacrament in my hands. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I say that. I think that I love what she said about the part at the end where you're talking to the Lord and just bringing to the Lord things in their life that they've been hurt, they've been bullied, or maybe they have been a bully, and to ask forgiveness for those things. My mom even said when I received Holy Communion when I was a kid, she said, that's the most precious time that you have. Mm-hmm. And to pray for all the people in your life that maybe who did hurt you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I remember as a kid just receiving Holy Communion, going back to the pew, kneeling down, and thinking about very specific people who have hurt me in life, So I've been taught that since the time I was a kid.
Yes, you were formed well. Thank you, beautiful mother.
I'm good parents.
I remember we got a phone call recently from a Vietnam veteran who kind of wandering away from the faith, and he's just so matter of fact, and he calls and says, I've come back to the Catholic Church now, I go to Eucharistic adoration, I receive the Lord, he says, but I just feel like, Satan's really coming after me and his demons. And so I said to him, the Eucharist is a great healing and delivering sacrament. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So mention those things as you go up, because God wants to do those. He wants to deliver you. And you're saying is just so true. Yeah.
That's the closest we get to God this side of heaven, is when we have the Eucharistic presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord inside our very frame.
Father, please close us in a prayer. And thanks for all your wisdom.
Sure. We pray special blessings upon you, family, and a greater Eucharistic faith to trust more and more in the Lord and what He desires to give you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for joining us today. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.